JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
You know, this is our weekend.
It's a weekend.
The weekend. The weekend. The weekend.
Give it up for the weekend.
Please welcome the weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
The weekend.
And good morning. Almost there. JP, Coriel, Husker Nick. It is Friday. The weekend is upon us. April 12th. Good morning, Coriel.
Good morning.
Good morning, Nick.
What up?
And if you don't have plans outside, you need to make plans outside for the next couple
show.
Days.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
Sunny at 71 today, 84 tomorrow, 87 on
Hardly
Sunday.
Hardly any wind, too, tomorrow. Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
The wind is going to finally die down.
Yeah, dude, I got my Ambassadors baseball team that I coach. We got our first tournament.
First tournament, that's right.
Yeah, and luckily, we got so lucky. The Dominators, shout out to the Dominators because they hooked us up. We're done by like 1 o'clock both days.
Oh, dang. That's
so
fantastic.
I'll have plenty of time to do. I'm going golfing afterwards tomorrow. Oh, gosh, I can't wait. Going to be just fun.
We're going to have a little Masters party on Sunday, and friends of ours are bringing over a TV like on a mount.
Yeah.
So we can just put it in the backyard. We bought a patio table, and we're going to just everybody can bring your own chair and just kind of hang out and watch
nothing
the Masters
better than that.
Finish
ain't,
up.
Ain't nothing better than that.
BYOC.
If you're looking at the, I mean, there's a, I saw a great thing on Twitter, this company, like they're primarily, everybody that works for this one company, there's like 33 people that work there, are all golfers, avid golfers, love golfing. And their boss said, listen, you're not working Thursday and Friday. I want you, you can either hang with me at the office and we watch the Masters and we're not working, we're just hanging out, or you can be at home and then I'll just party hop from home to home.
Oh, there you go.
The boss showed up and brought everybody some sort of treat, whether you were into booze, whether you're into food, and he showed up at everybody's places yesterday and he's going to do it again today and just treat his employees.
It's funny because that sounds like something Michael Scott on the TV show The Office would do.
Right?
He'd be like, all right, everyone, this is something everybody collectively wants to do. So, hey, you know, like, day off, all right? And then everyone's like, wow, that's so nice.
Nice. Wow.
And then he's like, because I'm just going to show up at all of them. Okay,
thanks, Mike.
No, I'm sure they love this person, their boss, whoever it is. But it just definitely sounds like something Michael Scott.
Some people just absolutely live for the Masters.
That's 100% right. And it's crazy, too, because like on day one, like yesterday, Tiger played really well.
Yeah, he did.
And it's amazing how much, and I know we'll talk about OJ for different reasons later, but it's amazing how much like certain people in my lifetime have just captivated our entire country. And like you just were obsessed with whatever they were doing, whether it was good or bad, you know, in this case it's two different things. But like it was amazing. Like last night I was at Pinnacle Bank, put on this really cool event at Wilderness Ridge, and gosh, that place, I love walking into that place with the big doors and everything they got up there. But like we just hung out, and every time Tiger was on the screen, it was like this whole room full of people would just shut up and watch.
Yeah, right.
And then he'd hit.
It's captivating.
Yeah, and then we'd all go back, you know, and then complain about Bryson DeChambeau and keep going. But it was really fun. That's fun, man. Yeah. That's really fun.
So whatever your weekend has in store for you, we'll get you ready for it.
Coming up. Go next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Your weekend might involve bull riding as we've got front row seats for the PBR PVA event coming up tomorrow. That'll be coming up with Out of Context Contest at 7:20. We'll get a redneck review of a new series that came out based on a video game. We'll get Jungle Aaron in here. We'll talk what grinds your gears, urban legends, and the nitty gritties on the way next.
George Strait's running out of achievements to make. So looks like he'll just have to break his own records. Ryan Gosling sweats meeting Chris Stapleton and stop throwing things at performers.
Getting you in the know from Music Row.
Check this out.
Coriel has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Nitty gritty from Music City, powered by A1 Mold Testing and Remediation. At this point in George Strait's career, there are very few achievements left to accomplish.
It's true.
But he's closing in on another one this year with just one Texas show on his tour schedule for 2024, the one that he kind of pranked everybody about and released those dates of the tour,
yeah,
and then
right.
Texas went wild on the internet. So demand for that show is so great, the King is all but assured to like set a new personal record. Strait's on track to best his own all-time indoor attendance record of 104,793.
Wow.
Yeah, it was set 10 years ago in his final Cowboy Rides Away finale at AT&T Stadium. Announced March 19th, his show at Kyle Field, June 15th in Texas, has already moved over 100,000 tickets. So a new record is kind of inevitable at this point.
Yeah, for sure.
Which makes sense. The guy that's been around had such an established career. At some point in time, you just got to start breaking your own records, I guess. Ryan Gosling hosts SNL this weekend. Chris Stapleton will be the musical guest again. It's his third appearance. He was on it last in 2018. It sounds like Gosling's a big fan, or he at least plays one on TV. In this first promo about SNL and stuff, it was Gosling standing outside of Stapleton's dressing room hoping for an autograph, and it turns out Chris isn't there, but a part of him is.
Mr. Stapleton, big fan. Love your music.
Nah, stupid.
Yo, Chris, one for the gram? Master Stapleton, tis I, Sir Gosling. That's cool. Hey, Chris, big fan. Hello?
Yeah, instead of Chris Stapleton there, it's his hat.
His beautiful, glorious hat.
The part of Chris Stapleton that I think we all think of, other than, like, I guess long hair or beard, I guess.
Is that hat.
Is the hat. Oh, as far as, you know, things that you can take on and off, it's definitely
right,
that hat.
Right.
All right, so quit throwing things. Well, first of all, don't throw things, period.
Okay.
You're taught that even as a kid.
Like chairs off of roofs and stuff.
Okay, I actually wasn't going there, but that's funny. Like chairs off of roofs. Good point, JP. Or like beer or open pocket knives. So Chris Young, let's start here. He was performing at Chili Fest in Texas when a fan threw a beer at him and he went off. I mean, kind of rightfully so. Quote, he says, if you can't fight me in the parking lot, and I'm 6'4" and 255, stop throwing blank. There's a lot of expletives here.
Wow.
I'll hop off the damn stage right now and tick everybody off in here. Security booted the guy, but then Chris says, hold on, get that a-hole's name because I don't want him ever coming to one of my blanking shows ever again.
Wow.
And then to snowball off of that, some performers also get like pocket knives thrown at them. Not maliciously, but still, it's like, what disconnect is happening in your brain?
Right.
Because Mike Ryan, who's kind of, he's out of Texas, I believe.
Yeah.
But he once had an open pocket knife thrown at him because he says, quote, I had a beer in my hand and I was being encouraged by everybody to shotgun this beer. I was like, oh, all right, I'm not scared to do that. So I asked for a knife because I didn't have one, and somebody threw an effing open pocket knife somewhere in the crowd. It hit me right in the leg and then skipped off the stage.
Well, thank God it didn't stab him in the leg.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if that meant... Yeah, I don't know what that means. Yeah. But yeah, hopefully it didn't actually penetrate the skin. But I mean, I get it. He's up there like, hey, hand me a knife. And then it's like...
Here you go.
I mean, you know, you're asking for a knife. But you can't throw an open one.
Not an open one.
Pass up a closed one or something. I'm saying? The brain cells aren't brain selling sometimes. Just don't. It's safe to say don't throw anything, even if it's flowers, if it's whatever. Try to just like hand it. Get their attention. Hand it nicely. That'd be scary to be up there and have things just pelted at you, not knowing what's happening.
It's a definite fear.
It's a crazy world. You know, you can't be doing stuff like that. So that's the Nitty Gritty for Music City. I'm Corey Hall with Kix 96.9.
Do you want to do the new song?
Oh, goodness gracious. Yes, the new song. I'm sorry. Ernest's new album, Nashville, Tennessee, is out with this one. I teamed up with Lainey Wilson. It was written in 1996 by the acclaimed songwriting duo Skip Ewing and Dean Dillon, George Strait's longtime co-writer, so it kind of makes sense why it sounds George Straity. It's I Would If I Could, the Nitty Gritty from Music City, Kix 96.9.
You say that you would like to try again. You'd open up your heart and let us back in. Well, part of me wants to so bad I can't stand it. Part part of me wants to be perfectly candid. I would if I could, but I can't, so I won't, but I want to. I love to say yes, but it's best if I don't, though I'd like to. That I'm letting you go. I love you so much that I'm telling you no. I would if I could, but I can't. So I won't, but I want to.
You're telling me things would be different. I wish your change of heart would change my mind. I want to believe you. I try us again. If I really believe there was some future in it, I would if I could, but I can't. So I won't, but I won't.
Originally written in 1996. Swear to God, I thought that was a George Strait song. Like, a legit put out George
Strait
song. Well,
it was Strait like, song. Yeah, basically written for him, so.
Yeah, but this is the first time out.
You know what? Glad he didn't get it, because Lainey and Ernest really killed it. But
they crushed it.
I mean, George would definitely do that really well.
Guarantee. That is I Would If I Could. If you want new music, you can hit our Now Plan button at KZKX.com.
I've been waiting on some good news.
And this is Good Things. If you got a good thing, let us know. Facebook, X, or Instagram, KX969, if you want to be on the show. And we'll be glad to feature you and your good thing. Coryell, what's yours?
My good thing is something I would say... a great thing, actually. It's called Let's Be Friends Girls Night Out, and it's happening next weekend. So this is an opportunity for any women in the area who maybe just wants to make new friends, especially when you get older. It's kind of hard to make new friends. So you meet them in maybe grade school or high school or college or something. You might make some work friends, especially if you moved to this area. You know, like a transplant from somewhere else. Maybe you're a mother, and it's just life is so crazy. It's an event for ages 25 to 40 at Roca Berry Farm. This is at Creekside Barn. It's a party thrown by locals Brittany and Andrea. Andrea happens to be one of my besties. Hmm. And they're like, you know what? We see this need in the community to fulfill for women, like, specifically, they see these comments online of people being like, oh man, I like totally agree. Or hey, our vibe is the same. I like wish I had friends in the area, but I'm from somewhere else, or I just can't get out and about like I used to and stuff. So they want to bridge that gap, make it easier for women, 80s and 90s babies, you know, to like mingle, make crafts. There's vendors and food trucks, music, of course. This is from 5 to 9 next Saturday, April 20th, an after party for about an hour afterwards. But it's only $5 for a ticket, and you get a drink voucher. So that's kind of nice. The spots are super limited, though. There's only like 120 spots available. Tickets went on sale today. So if you're interested in it, I would get it like super ridiculously fast, because I'm not sure that those are going to be available much longer, really. So yeah, check it out. You can look for the link and the information on the Morning Show page, KX Mornings.
Nick, your good thing.
So my good thing, I think this also, Coryell's going to enjoy this. So have you ever wondered, after watching the solar eclipse, what it looked like from space?
Yes.
So the astronauts that were on the International Space Station took photos.
Okay.
And it essentially, I mean, it's kind of what you'd expect, except for it's insane to look at. There's just this giant black circle that is just moving along the planet, because that's the shadow that is created from it.
So is it kind of lackluster?
No, it's insane looking, because it almost looks like there's just a hole in our planet, what it looks like, because it's pitch black. I mean, there's like literally no light going into it. So like it's insane. I'll tweet out the some of the photos that they have on it, but it's like they said that when they were up there, it was almost kind of scary looking. Because it just looks like a big hole in the planet that's moving.
Wow. Like a worm ate a hole through an apple or something?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, I mean, just absolutely insane. But, yeah, they sat up there and they said, like, apparently the space station travels 17,500 miles per hour. So they only got a quick glimpse as they went by. But they got the photos of the side of the Earth when it was happening.
That's awesome. You look at the photos right now, aren't you, Coryell?
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, that's funny. My good thing is tomorrow night is the big Pendleton Whiskey Velocity Tour event with the PBR at PBA. And we had a chance to talk to our new buddy, Larry the Cable Guy, Dan Whitney, about him and his $10,000 bounty bull. He is bringing his bull, Mr. Cooley, along for the ride. So all the bull riders will get a chance to compete and then go to the championship round. If they win the championship round, then they can take a try at Mr. Cooley, who has a 95% buck off rate.
Crazy.
And who would have thought that Larry the Cable Guy would be into bull riding the way he is? But his kid is, and so this is his second bull that he has owned and done well with. So Mr. Cooley's going to be at PBA. Larry the Cable Guy will be there as well for the bounty bull. So you've got to get tickets and join us
the
for that.
Bounty bull.
Tomorrow night, tickets are available at KZKX.com or PinnacleBankArena.com. It'll be an awesome time. Larry the Cable Guy and bull riding, what else could you want in Nebraska?
They grind my gears. You, America.
And everything about you.
Nobody asked you, Kevin!
The other day an article came out about the things that just grind your gears, that just drive you crazy. It seems like on Facebook, a lot of folks are like, bad grammar and spelling. That was a
pretty
common thread throughout the getting old and gripey posts that we got. Kids with tablets or phones at full volume in public, or just on tablets in general, just sitting there at a table, like in public, is something that drives Shannon crazy.
Okay.
But if you're, I don't know, as a parent, if there's a moment of silence that you can have and have your kid be able to play a game on a phone or watch a movie or something or TV show on a phone or a tablet, I'm all for it as long as they've got headphones.
Husker Nick, haven't you said that you have no problem doing that?
Yeah, I don't care. I don't mind if, you know, it's 2024. My dad kind of gets a little cranky whenever he sees the kids sitting on their phones. And I'm just like, Dad, it's okay. We got a moment of silence here. They're chilling.
Let it be.
This is awesome. We're getting to eat dinner somewhere. This very rarely happens.
Stacy on Facebook, KX969. Came to my aid because yesterday I mentioned the spelling your name wrong thing.
Yeah.
She said emailing someone and them emailing me back and spelling my name wrong. It's right there. Rev J says people that say in marketplace ads that it's for sell or I'd like to sell this product.
Oh, wow.
WTF. That'd yeah, I didn't realize that too. That irks me until I just read that. And yeah, that
you're like, I'm on board.
Yeah, I'm with you, Rev J.
Carrie's is great. Go ahead with that one.
Carrie says, the fact that 95% of women's shirts are crop tops, bring back full shirts.
that seems to be a common thread right now.
Agreed. I don't mind a kind of cropped top every once in a while.
Style.
A little more confident in myself, so I'm like, all right, I'll rock like a semi-crop one. But truly, there's nothing against crop tops. It's just the fact that most retailers, I think they're getting... most retailers are like, I think, getting away from it a little bit, tiny bit, but they're everywhere. Give us some options.
Can I complain or something? Because like, so for how expensive they are, it's amazing how defective golf balls seem to be. Because every time, like, it seems like 9 out of 10 of them I hit, they go way off to the right instead of where I'm aiming. And that doesn't make sense. So it must be the ball.
Yep.
It's got to be.
Like, it has to be. I mean. What's up with all these defective golf balls?
Mike says, I agree. I disagree with people being dismissive because I'm old. I have at least one more sucker punch left in me for the next okay boomer I get.
There you go.
Okay, there you go.
He's all angry about that.
Apparently, I annoy my father.
Oh,
he didn't actually say that I do, but based on what he says, I definitely do.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you do?
He said the use of the word dope to describe something, unless it's describing the person using it.
What?
And I say dope all the time.
Oh, man. I know. That's funny. Hell, that's a generational thing.
That's your word. You said that's dope.
Man, I shouldn't have learned this about my father, because now it's like,
now you have to say it around
all the time.
Yeah, legally, I have to say it at least once in every conversation we have now, right?
For certain.
Okay.
Like, absolutely.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
If you need to get something off your chest, you can get all gripey with us on Facebook, KX969.
Check this out. Here's what's trending online now.
On Kix 96.9.
And what's trending brought to you by Camping World of Lincoln.
Three.
Former football star, Hollywood celebrity, O.J. Simpson has died at the age of 76. He reportedly died after a battle of prostate cancer. He gained further fame following his arrest in 1994, aka that white Bronco incident for the young ones. That's following the trials of the alleged killings of his wife. Wait, wife, right? Yeah.
Wife. Yeah.
Wife. Nicole sorry. Brown. I couldn't remember if that was his wife or not. My bad. Nicole Brown and then Ronald Goldman. So pretty crazy.
We were just talking about that, Nick. Yeah. Like
for those who are, because I'm 42, so I'm like right in the window. I was like, 13, I think, when it happened. So
94,
great memories of this in terms of like, I can remember everything. And like my buddy's mom would videotape the entire day's worth of trial, because they had the entire trial on TV. And then after school or after work, she'd come home and spend the entire evening watching it just to get caught up. And then they probably still have them. Like, there's so many people that were just obsessed with that thing.
That's all we did. It happened when I was in college, and we legit were like watching the Bronco running down the freeway at the time, and then after class going right to whatever TV we could find to watch the trial was a thing.
It's crazy too, because it was so sensationalized, because it was one of the first, one of the very first major trials and things of the sort that featured like a celebrity, and one of the first of its time, because that used to never be a thing. I mean, they just didn't really have the technology either to televise this stuff. So yeah, it all kind of goes, I mean, which is crazy now, but we're so desensitized to it. We see it all the time now.
Right.
So unless the case is super shocking, no one really bats an eye, which is sad. But this was such a huge deal because it was one of those first kind of like live action, you're seeing it in real time type of things. I mean, 94.
Yeah.
It was pretty crazy.
OJ was like probably one of the three biggest stars in the United States at the time.
Oh, yeah. At the time.
Like it would be like if Patrick Mahomes had something like this happen.
Right.
It'd be everywhere.
Yeah.
Like he was
That's
supposed to play Terminator.
To like paint that picture.
He was supposed to be Terminator instead of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Wow.
That's how big of a, like, they were like, oh, we got to get OJ Simpson as the Terminator. It is crazy.
And it was like, oh, nope. So yes. And Simpson has passed away at the age of 76.
Stay in the legal realm. It now appears after a federal affidavit that Shohei Ohtani's interpreter might have stolen way more than the $4.5 million.
Way more?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like
yeah.
$16 million. And from his accounts over a two-year period,
he lost a lot of money.
Pay off illegal gambling debts.
I thought I was bad at gambling.
Yeah.
Not as bad as him, dude.
Yeah, he's terrible. He's being accused of bank fraud now, which can come to a maximum fine of $1 million and 30 years in prison. Wow. And the U.S. Attorney's Office did come out and say Mr. Ohtani is considered a victim in this case and had no involvement in what was going on.
Wow. Shohei dodged a bullet there.
He really did.
Because he could have been just kicked out of baseball forever.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Banned.
That's how they do.
And then Kansas City wide receiver Rashid Rice appears to have lucked out and won't be facing repercussions for the reported 11 grams of weed found in the crashed Lamborghini, but it doesn't mean he's not at legal risk. The Dallas police said they're charging with 8 felony counts. One aggravated assault, one collision involving seriously bodily injury, and 6 charges of collision involving injury. The first count could result in 20-year jail sentence, the second a 10-year sentence, and the third would be a max out at 5. Regardless of how those legal charges pan out, reports say he's going to be nailed with a suspension of some kind
from
the NFL. Mm-hmm. So,
I'm telling you, that's serious stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Nebraska. Honestly, it's not for everyone.
We always show up and go for our own when it comes to Nebraska stuff. Like when you're going to go and vote on something online, you see it and you just want to do it, and you're going to have to show out for this one, Nebraska, because we have an opportunity to win the best roadside attraction.
In the U.S.?
Yes.
What's that?
So USA Today opened up voting on the best roadside attractions in the U.S. Among the nominees is Lucy the Elephant on Jersey Shore, the Towering Dalmatian Fire Hydrant in Texas, Bonnie and Clyde's Ambush Museum in Louisiana, and then Carhenge is listed as one of the nominees the best roadside attraction.
Okay.
So you got to go vote for Carhenge, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a Nebraska thing. We've got to try to win. So,
I would like a ride-in, please. It's seasonal, however.
Mm.
They need to add the mannequin that's dressed up with props and everything as Cousin Eddie from National Lampoon.
Oh, that one guy's place?
Yeah, where he's outside and he's like, the blank's full. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the Astro's full. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Cousin Eddie. You want to ride
well,
that
I didn't
one
know.
In.
You give me a weird look, so I was like,
no, I don't know where that's at. Where do they do that at?
They do it. It's like central Nebraska. It's over, I think it's outside of Norfolk.
Because they got the whole setup.
Sounds like
there.
It's a bit outside of Norfolk. And yeah, it's set up on the corner. And it's a weird thing that always shows up on like Nebraska Facebook groups and stuff that people like stumble across. And it's becoming kind of a rite of passage, I think. So that's my ride in.
If you're new to Nebraska, Carhenge is in Alliance, Nebraska. It's composed of 39 automobiles placed in the same proportions as Stonehenge.
They were put there by aliens, too, just like Stonehenge.
Aliens.
Extraterrestrials.
So, yeah, if you get a chance to, it's on the Kix Morning Show Facebook page for you guys to go vote for it. It's way better than a giant fire hydrant outside of Beaumont, Texas.
Yeah, way better.
I mean, so go vote for our thing. And hopefully we'll win big. You can vote all the way through, May 6th, I think is what it says. And then once they get the top 10, winners will be announced by May 15th.
Very nice.
That's what everybody's going to be talking about today.
What the heck were you thinking?
I still don't understand how people can even keep track of their balls.
What in the world were you thinking?
I think that's even code for something else.
What were you thinking?
No.
Was she on the bottom or on the top?
I'd have to look
what
again.
What? Hang on, what?
There's a picture.
Hold on, what?
I mean, I love a good pickle.
Debris on your nuts is something you have to keep an eye on.
Oh my God!
Got a little bit bitey during the EKG.
You found a way to let me throw my butt in a circle and get work to pay for it.
I don't think I miss what you think I miss.
It's so hard to eliminate audio from that open.
Too good.
There's too many good things on there.
Solid.
It's time to play Out of Context Contest with your chance to win your way to the front row at PBR at PBA, the Pendleton Whiskey Velocity Tour at Pinnacle Bank Grand tomorrow
Whiskey
night.
Pendleton Whiskey Velocity Tour!
If you'd
That's
like
how that
to
makes it sound in my brain.
Thank you. I'm glad you
Doesn't it sound?
Yeah, like It's going to be intense.
Yeah.
It's all bull riding. Gonna be a good time, and then Larry the Cable Guy's $10,000 bowl is gonna be there too. Mr. Cooley. If you'd like to go, just have to play the game that is out of context contest. We've got Troy, EJ, and we'll start with Mark. Good morning, Mark.
Morning.
All right, Nick, take it away.
All right, Mark, we got a pretty simple game here. It's out of context contest, and the way that it works is we're going to play some audio for you. It's going to be taken out of context from our show, and then I'll give you three options in A, A, B, and A, C. You just tell me which one it is that we're actually talking about. There should be two jokes on here and one truth, but a lot of times the truth is just as goofy. If you miss, stay on, because a lot of times we get back to the person. I've been making it a little harder over the last few weeks, so we'll see how she goes today. But super simple, okay?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. Here's piece number one in out of context contest. Don't look directly at it unless you've got the glasses, right?
Okay! A, JP was talking about letters because he's getting old and he needs his little spectacles.
Don't look directly at it unless you've got the glasses, right?
Okay! B, we were talking about the solar eclipse.
Don't look directly at it unless you've got the glasses, right?
Or C, we were talking about welding.
Don't look directly at it unless you've got the glasses, right? What do you think there?
Well, being the times, I'm going to go with B, but I hope you ain't trying to trick me.
Solar eclipse, that's right. You got it. You nailed it.
Yep, that solar eclipse. Got to have the special goggles, otherwise your eyes will get all jacked up.
Good intuition.
Okay, got 1 point right there. Here's number two in out of context contest.
My SUV starts rocking.
Okay. A, so don't come a knocking.
My SUV starts rocking. Yeah, you've been warned.
B, Coryell was watching the movie Twister for some reason in her SUV during a massive storm.
My SUV starts rocking.
Or C, Coryell was making a wardrobe change during an event and she couldn't get her Spanx off.
My SUV starts rocking.
What do you think, Mark?
What was A again?
A was don't come a knocking.
Oh. Let's go with C.
B is the answer. She was at a drive-in.
He said B, right? I heard C. Yeah.
I could barely hear him, so okay. You'll have to tell me.
Back him up a little bit more. There we go. Yep. Okay.
Wait, hold on, Mark. Did you say B or C?
B.
Yeah.
B. Okay.
Of course.
B is in boy.
B is in the correct answer. Here we go.
All right, Mark. So far, you're doing well. You've got two right. You've got to get this one to win the whole thing. If not, EJ and Troy are waiting to steal the game from you. Here's the final piece of out of context contest.
I volunteer to come to the next party.
I volunteer as tribute.
Man. I'll bring the chip dip.
What? A, as you can hear in their voices, JP and Coryell were pretty darn excited to find out there's a weekly swingers party in Lincoln, Nebraska.
I volunteer to come to the next party.
I volunteer as tribute.
Man. I'll bring the chip dip.
B, JP and Coryell found out about a Casey Donahue show coming to Johnson, Nebraska on Father's Day weekend.
I volunteer to come to the next party.
I volunteer as tribute.
Man. I'll bring the chip dip.
Or C, JP and Coryell excited about a possible two-day Chris Stapleton show this summer on us partying down in the rail yard.
I volunteer to come to the next party.
I volunteer as tribute.
Man. I'll bring the chip dip.
All right, what do you think it is, Mark?
What you think?
Oh, this one's hard. God, I heard that lady on there about the swinger thing, too. but I don't remember you guys saying that. Oh, man, this one's hard. Let's go with C as in cat.
C is not cat. Man, could you imagine a two-day Chris Stapleton show, and we got to party in the rail yard for 48 straight hours?
That'd be fantastic.
Oh, my goodness. That was me just trying to wish that into existence.
Right.
Yeah.
Right there.
Good effort there.
You tried.
We move on to EJ. Good morning, EJ.
Morning.
All right, chance to steal the game
here. EJ, is it A, as you can hear in their voices, JP and Coryell were pretty excited to find out there's a weekly swingers party in Lincoln.
I volunteer to come to the next party.
I volunteer as tribute.
Man. I'll bring the chip dip.
Or B, JP and Coryell found out about Casey Donahue coming to Johnson, Nebraska for a show on Father's Day weekend.
I volunteer to come to the next party.
I volunteer as tribute.
Man. I'll bring the chip dip.
What do you think, AJ?
I'm going to say B as in boy.
It is not B as in boy.
It's not B as in boy. Which means he's just been sitting there waiting for the EJ and Mark to fail. Troy has a chance to win the game with one answer, buddy.
Is it AA or A?
It's A.
It's A.
It is A.
Okay, but we were joking.
I don't know. It didn't sound. Listen to it again.
We were joking.
You volunteered as tribute. Listen to at the swingers party.
Okay.
Listen to it again. Look how happy you guys are.
I volunteer to come to the next party.
I volunteer as tribute.
Man. I'll bring the chip dip.
or maybe it was just JP happy. Was excited. I don't know. But as soon as you guys said it on the show, I was like, oh, that'll be awesome.
We were like, it was hypothetical. We were just joking around.
Does JP hypothetically bring chip dip? No. He brings the chip dip.
Hey, good job, Troy.
Congratulations,
you outlasted
Troy.
Them all.
You did. And therefore, you are sitting front row, and you're only going to need the edge of your chair tonight.
That's right.
Tomorrow night with the PBR PBA.
That's a good way to put that, JP.
Front row seats for the Pendleton Whiskey Velocity Tour. Troy, hang on the line. That is out. Out of context.
That's out of context.
Right.
Text for context.
This week. Well, in jolly old England, there is an effort to find Excalibur. Is that right, Coriel?
Yeah. So the legend is King Arthur threw this mythical sword, Excalibur, which mm-hmm. I'm sure we've all heard of this point in time, into a lake in England. Well, yeah, but it had like magical powers and stuff.
Oh, it probably did.
So mythical.
A mythical,
but
magical power sword.
People are like, well, no one's found it. So experts are trying to actually find the lake specifically so they can find the sword. And the group that all got together for this is filming it for a new TV show called Weird Britain. So
nice.
There you go.
I hope one of the guys is named Lancelot.
Yeah, hopefully.
As he goes and finds this.
But I mean, I do love that, and I know that like a myth, I guess, is technically a little different than an urban legend, but let's just chalk it all up to kind of like the same thing, you know?
Kind of is the same thing.
You know, urban legends, the urban legend that blew my mind that actually wasn't real, okay?
Okay.
Was the whole guy waking up in an ice bath, like in a hotel room, missing a kidney. We've all heard that story.
That's
like,
probably real.
You better be careful. You're going to wake up in a bathtub missing your kidney. Ha ha ha.
Yeah.
Everyone always kind of assumed that was something
was
that like happened. Mm-hmm. No, it's not. Maybe there's unfortunately similar things that have happened before, but it's false. That is completely just like hive mind sharing stories.
Can I throw something
It's an
out
urban
there?
Legend.
This is exactly what the person who probably stole the kidney from the guy would say on the radio,
right?
So that she wasn't getting in trouble.
To
Look
take
out,
the heat
Jackson.
Off them. There are local urban legends too. Have you guys heard of Hobbitsville?
No, I don't know what this is. You mentioned it the other day, and I had never heard of it.
Oh my gosh! Oh gosh! Okay, if you're listening right now. And you were, I graduated from high school in 2010, not to age myself, but I did.
Not to
I
age
know
myself.
That this was something we always talked about, especially in high school. I don't know why. And I think it was because Southeast High School is near Sheridan Boulevard.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So maybe it's just a Southeast High School thing. Please maybe. Message us if you've heard of this and you didn't
I'll
go
ask
to Southeast
my wife.
High School.
That's where she went.
So there are a few different stories about this, but it's essentially a house on Sheridan Boulevard that's enclosed by like gates, okay? And it does look a little Haunting of Hill Housey, a little bit, okay? There's a lot of stuff going on in the yard. And one of the lores is that there's a ghost of a little girl who drowned in a pool there. Oh. And that little girl is said to haunt the backyard. There's this concrete fence around the yard to keep other children away from the pool. And some say it's to keep the ghost from leaving. But, hold on. Hobbitsville is also known as an urban legend about a witch that like buried her sons in the backyard under these hobbit-like statues. These little weird things, right?
Yeah.
And then let's go one further. They say that the small hobbit-like statues on certain nights come alive and wander the property, and that's the supposed reason for the stone wall and iron gates.
So no one can get in. This sounds like a story out of Goosebumps.
It does kind of, doesn't
it? Yeah, that was always a thing. And then I remember the version of hearing like little, like tiny little fairy kind of hobbit-like creatures roaming the property, and they would like drag you down into the pool or something.
Oh my God.
And I don't even know if there's a pool. I think it's just a...
Like that's a...
Like a little... Fountain, or I can't
that's
remember.
Crazy.
Anyways,
that's another urban legend in Lincoln, and it's a little more frightening than
Here
what
comes.
You just said.
Mm.
Yes,
and it is that the wheel tax goes towards fixing our roads. Because you can look around town and see that's not true.
That's
so my question is where does that money go?
Bum, bum, bum.
Where?
I just picture everyone driving around like that music that's like, ho, ho, ho.
Yeah.
And everyone's like,
there is, there is
my eyes. There's puddles everywhere.
I know. There is a urban legend in Abel Hall, 720, I believe, was the room that I was in. We used to have like stuff flying off the shelves. It was weird. Yeah, like in the middle of the night, books would hit the ground.
I've heard of this.
And then years ago, I looked it up. We were talking about it on the show, and I looked it up, and you can Google it and find that that's like a haunted room.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh, sweet. I lived for a full year in a haunted room. That's awesome.
Badge
like,
of honor.
Dude, our radio would just crank on in the middle of the night while we were sleeping.
That's
and like
crazy.
All sorts of stuff.
So whether it's Bigfoot, the chupacabra, sewer alligators,
wheel
or
tax.
Local stories, wheel tax, according to Husker Nick, it can even be paranormal. I
urban
know we're kind
legends.
Of, it's a little bit of a catch-all, everything but the kitchen sink here thing. But urban legends, myths, things like that you've heard from your town or Lincoln or the surrounding area, or it's just urban legends that you remember being terrified of as a kid.
Just fun tales to tell this weekend.
Yeah, tell it to us.
I just got a text that came in said, one of the biggest urban legends in Lincoln is Coryell's sobriety. I don't know what that means.
Where's that? I don't know if anyone's ever encountered it. Facebook KX969.
JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
Tell you what, man, dang on. It's the Redneck Movie Review. It's the Redneck Movie Review. I'm a redneck and I review the movies too. It's the Redneck Movie Review. With me, Husker Nick's cousin, Cooter Mo Cephas.
All right, y'all. Now listen up. This week we got a new movie, and it is a movie about a video game. And let me tell you, in honor of the Masters, I'll say this. I get more hot and bothered for video game movies than Tiger Woods seeing a new Waffle House being built.
Cooter Bo Cephas, very nice, very nice.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So here's a preview for Fallout.
A veritable Camelot, the nuclear age. Not made by God Almighty, but the working man.
You can be a hero by purchasing a residence in a Vault-Tec vault today. Because if the worst should happen tomorrow, the world is going to need you to build a better day after.
The mission of the vaults should be important to everyone.
To come up to the surface one day and restart civilization. Can you tell me what's happened in the last 200 years?
Holy s***. You're an actual vault dweller.
I am. I thought all you dim were dead.
What you're doing is insane.
I just want to start.
I've had a rough week. Practically every person I've met up here has tried to kill me.
I'm simply going to harvest your organs.
You need to go home. You come from a world of rules, of laws. You should not be alone.
Going to come after you.
Ain't much stays clean up here, Vaulty.
This sounds intense.
Wow.
Y'all, that video game was awesome.
I've never played that one.
Can I guess the actress in that? Was that Hailee Steinfeld?
No. Not Hailee. It's,
Was she on the 100? Maria...
Ella Purnell.
Dang it. Never mind. Then... I'm off.
Yeah.
All right.
Good try, y'all.
Thank you.
That's all right.
Thanks, Cooter Bo Cephas.
You know I got nothing but love. Yeah. All right, y'all. I'm going to give that one 3 bags of pork rinds. That's right. 3 bags. Pork rinds. Jump on. It's a series. Y'all, this is it's a fun game. It was a super popular game. Super duper fun. So get out and give that there a try or go on down to the theater. Go see our friends at the Grand. I always got to shout out my homies down there. Make sure you tell them Cooter Bo Cephas sent you when you go in there.
Always got to get prepared for the apocalypse, right?
Yeah.
Always.
Well. There's always something.
I'm Husker Nick's cousin, Cooter Bo Cephas. And hey, may not be able to read the credits, but I know what a good movie is, right?
Get down. Time to party with the Lincoln Children's Zoo. Where it's always a good time. For the kiddos, the families, and even the adults. Because there's a little thing called Bruise at the Zoo. And Jungle Aaron's joining us. How many years has it been for Bruise at the Zoo?
Oh, my gosh.
Put you on the spot, didn't I?
Yes, you did. Well, see, hello. It's crazy because it started out as like a jazz event. It was like Blues and Bruise at the Zoo.
Yeah.
And then it kind of morphed into Bruise at the Zoo, and it was on the plaza. And now that we have the green space, it's in that big area. So it's been at least 10 years at the bare minimum.
Okay. But it's going to be another epic summer for Bruise at the Zoo, as you guys have put together an awesome lineup.
Yes, we're very excited. We have 6 brews this year, which is the most we have ever had.
Yeah.
So lots of...
I noticed that.
Yes.
That's awesome. Lots of extra work for you to make sure that we all have a lot of fun. Yeah.
Exactly.
Thank you, Jungle Aaron.
So we have 6 brews at the zoo this year. And if you've never been to Brews at the Zoo, it is an amazing adults-only 21 and over event where you get to support your local zoo, listen to local music, and drink some great local brews. And it's a ton of fun because you just see adults walking around and enjoying feeding a giraffe. You know, they get to, I will see adults sitting in the tiger jeep at the tiger habitat.
Yeah.
So really just adults get to enjoy the zoo kids free, but also listen to amazing music. So this year we have Lemon Fresh Day is starting us off on June 22nd. And we have 2 in July, 2 in August, 1 in September. And
that's
we've got
awesome.
AMFM, Josh Hoyer and Soul Colossal, Wildwoods, Rascal Martinez.
Yeah.
Who am I forgetting?
I think you nailed them all, actually.
Yeah, I think you got them all.
Yeah. Yeah.
We actually have AMFM twice.
Yeah, you
know, they're
twice.
So popular that we had to bring them back twice.
Of course. AMFM is pretty awesome.
Yes.
A couple years ago, maybe 2, Liz and I, my best friend, we took photos with the like big tortoise shell further inside the zoo. And it just was one of those things where we were like, what are we doing? Like, look at us. Look at us as adults. And we had our drinks and we were like, gosh, this is so much fun.
You know, it is funny that you say that because I have photos because I work all of the events, but my family will no doubt come to 1 or 2 throughout the year. I have photos of my mother crawling into that large tortoise shell.
Yeah.
because she's like holding her beer and she gets out to the end and she's like spilled none. But yeah, I'm just working and I'm getting texts from my family that's sending
holding
me pictures
beers,
of my mom climbing through the tortoise
this.
Shell.
Oh my God.
So yes, it is truly adults get to sit on the caterpillar and take pictures on, you know, the caterpillar.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's super fun to watch, like, the adults get to experience the zoo and be a kid again. You know, they have just as much fun and excitement to see the penguins when it's just a group of adults versus when they're bringing their children. So it's a lot of fun.
You can kind of move at your own pace.
Exactly.
Versus either at a dead sprint or social. And there's less stickiness happening. I feel like kids always have kind of like sticky fingers or grabbing treats and stuff. And you're like,
unless you're hanging
what
out
is going on?
Then it's just like that with Corey.
Yeah, unless you're with me, then that's just kind of,
and what's going on?
That's just kind of part of, that's part of the friendship.
So tickets are reasonable.
Yes.
Really reasonable. Because you get a lot of stuff with this.
You do. I think that's my favorite part about our tickets is so they're $39, but it comes with admission to the zoo, a concert, and it comes with 3 drink tickets.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's very reasonable.
And it's great because I love how we do the beer at our events because we work with the distributor. And so they bring in local beers from a bunch of different breweries. And we have 15 to 18 draft brews.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At all
and there's
times.
Like ciders too, aren't there?
Yes, we've got cider.
Yep, thank God.
We have seltzer.
I love the
cider
ciders.
Person.
Yeah, seltzers. I like seltzers too.
Yeah, we've got, you know, White Elm, Empyrean, Stone Hollow, Thunderhead, Glacial Till. There's a bunch of really great beers.
Code,
Zipline. Yep. So really, if you are someone who likes, like, my favorite kind of beer is kind of like that light, fruited, like blonde kind of style.
Yeah,
there's always
sure.
some of those. There's ciders. There's
some heavy porters there
exactly.
before. Yeah.
We've got IPAs. We've got Kolsches. We've got our, we'll have our Zookeeper Lemon Kolsch there from Empyrean,
which
the one that we
so
partner
good.
With Empyrean on.
It's so
yes,
good.
Very
it
nice.
Is. This is the 3rd year they're doing it. So that will be back. Yeah. So it's a lot of fun. You get to try a bunch of different beers. You know, even if you don't want to drink 3 full beers, you've got 3 tasters there for you yourself too.
Yeah, definitely.
Too.
And for those of you that have asked before or are wondering, yes, like let's say you don't drink, but you want to be around the fun and you want to go to the concert, you want to hang out with your friends or, you know, for whatever reason, maybe you're pregnant, maybe you just chose to give it up, whatever, You are more than welcome, because there are obviously just regular, there's water and
yes,
and
we and
sodas
we actually
and stuff,
do
so.
Have a couple of NA beer options as
and
well
NA
during
beer?
The
yeah. Yeah. Okay, yes. Good. Perfect. So yeah, anyone's welcome.
And of course, great food too.
Oh like, yeah. The nachos are my absolute favorite. You know, we're gonna have a couple of new food items this year. We've got burgers, we've got brats. The nachos are my favorite. I might be biased, but I get very happy during the event when I get to go get nachos.
Yeah.
All right. So Brews of the Zoo tickets are on sale when?
Tuesday, May 7th.
Okay, so you got a little bit of time. Get them on your calendar. Pick out your spot for the shows that you want to go to.
LincolnZoo.org.
LincolnZoo.org.
Get ready for Brew the Zoo all summer long. Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you.
Double the big things because it's Free Fun Friday. We'll get an actual chat with one of the bull riders going to be a part of the Pendleton Whiskey Velocity Tour. That's coming up. Before that, though, the Applebee's song guy, Walker Hayes, going to be at Stir Cove this summer, July 18th. Tickets officially on sale here in about an hour and 7 minutes.
Yippee!
So if you'd like to buy your tickets to see Walker Hayes' Same Drunk Tour, it's going to be coming up here on sale at our website, kzkx.com, is a link to go buy your tickets.
Good reminder.
You can also win your tickets on our site as well.
Show thanks.
To see Walker Hayes. Our lineup for this summer has gotten just crazy.
We cursed ourselves. Last year we were like, it can't possibly get any busier than this.
And it did.
And it did.
I mean, like, we Tracy Byrd, Zach Bryan, Dustin Lynch, Willie Nelson and Family, Alabama, Ian Munsick, Riley Green, Robert Plant and Allison Krauss, Tim McGraw and Carly Pierce, Ashton McBride, Oliver Anthony, Country Dry Music Fest with Trace Atkins, Justin Moore, Cooper Allen and Matt Stell, Warren Ziders, Walker Hayes, Brantley Gilbert, Luke Bryan, Casey Donahue,
really
Cody,
going for it, huh?
Corey Kent, Dwight Yoakam, Russell Dickerson, Coe Wetzel, Dierks Bentley, Lainey Wilson. it's nuts.
And there will inevitably, it is only, by the way, middle of April.
Yeah.
There will inevitably be more. Couple more. We haven't even gotten all the county fair stuff in.
We know of one that we're going to a meeting about pretty soon.
Yes.
Like
There's a lot.
And we love it. And we love it. And we love giving you an opportunity to go because we know how expensive it is to try to buy tickets to all of these
shows.
Oh, yeah,
that is not lost on us.
No.
Because, yeah. So we're going to try to give you as many opportunities to win free tickets to stuff as much as we possibly can.
So get to our website, kzkx.com. The concert page is loaded with tickets for you to win. Just got to click them. To win them, that's the way it works, and we'll have more concerts coming your way.
You're listening to JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick. I don't know what it is, but I need that
one thing, yeah, you got that one thing. Hey, we're getting a chance to check in with a bull rider, and one of the best around is coming to town as part of the big PBR at PBA event. It is Pendleton Whiskey Velocity Tour that's coming up here on Saturday.
That sounds so aggressive and like a power punch kind of.
Like
Pendleton Whiskey Velocity Tour.
It does kind of have that punch to it, yeah.
Like, whoa.
Well, because Alpha Bull. There you go.
There you go.
Checking in with us. That voice is Thor. He is one of the awesome bull riders that's going to be competing for the big prize at the end of the night. How did you get into this business of bull riding?
Everybody's story's different. I was actually born into it. My grandfather was a saddle bronc rider. He actually made the NFR 8 times. So this is the rodeo side.
No way.
So yeah, 1960s and 1970s, he qualified 8 times. So
holy moly.
He was at the forefront, the patriarch. So he was actually winning the world in the saddle bronc riding, and he was drafted to Korea.
Oh, wow.
The roots run deep.
That is a wild story. I know that you're a bull rider, but did you ever try saddle bronc?
Well, I did when I was in college, a couple outs, but my dad, he rode bulls, so I was able to be taught firsthand how to, you know, the proper procedure and things like that. Unfortunately, my grandfather, he had a stroke when I was 5 or 6 years old. Mm-hmm. So that took his speech, but it didn't take his mind. So he was unable to, you know, teach things that took the necessary patience and things like that. But
yeah.
He was still there. He's still seeing everything that, you know, I can contribute to in my sport, and definitely was proud of me. It's a pretty cool thing.
That's, you started bull riding pretty young, I noticed. I like read a few things about you at about age 12. Is that correct?
My dad, he was working, things like that, and I went off to a junior rodeo with my buddy and his parents. I've been many times. We're just supposed to be riding steers. It's supposed to be a normal thing, you know, right up our alley. We thought we were on top of the world anyway. And
right.
Anyways, my dad, he was supposed to show up after work, no problem. Go a couple hours down the road. This rodeo's going on, and well, eventually it's about our turn, and my dad, he's not there yet. He's still working, and our steers run in, and these steers are full-grown bulls. So 12 years old, I watched these things, and I remember it like it was yesterday. They run up in the buck and shoot. My buddy, he goes and hangs his rope on them, and one of the parents, they're like, hey, Thor, you don't have to get on. You know, your dad's not here. No problem. And I was like, no, I'm going to get on. Like, I just want to watch him go first, you know, like, yeah. He'll go, and he'll be okay, and then I'll go. So he goes, and I'm not kidding you. He rode this thing out there, and I was like, well, I could do that. Like, he did that.
Of course.
Right.
Yeah.
Get on this bull, and I am scared. I am so scared. So I get up on the bull and I nod my head, and all of a sudden the whistle blew. I was staying on this thing. I wasn't moving. And then the whistle blew, and then, oh, wow, now I have to get off.
Okay. Yeah.
So, yeah, now you got
to
get off.
Now you have to bail. What do you do now?
Yeah, it's like the Johnny Cash song. First enough, you got to get off bad enough to want to get on them in the first place.
Yeah.
So that's what I experienced. And, you know, it wasn't bad. I landed. I don't think I landed on my feet, but I didn't get ran over by the bull. And it's been a... called a craving, a hook ever since then.
Wow. You
know, that feeling that you get, it's pretty irreplaceable.
That's awesome. We're
that's
talking with
crazy.
Thor Hofer, cool. The second, who is a bull rider that's going to be competing this weekend's PBR at PBA on Saturday at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Tickets are still available. Ticketmaster.com, our website, KZKX.com mm-hmm. as well. Have you heard what Larry the Cable Guy is bringing to the show on Saturday?
I hear we have a $10,000 bonus bull.
Yeah, you do. Yep. So we just found this out. Larry's bringing one of his bulls, Mr. Cooley. So whoever wins Saturday then gets a chance at the 10 grand bull.
Yeah, I like that. I see how Larry's letting us get on not one, not two, and then he's going to give us a chance at his bull.
Yeah, right, yep.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
So I have to get on two bulls at the Pinnacle Bank Arena, and then I have a shot at the 10,000.
Yep. Right.
We need to talk to Larry and see if we can get this bull in the short round for the high call coming back.
We agree with that. That'd be great.
Hey, Thor, before we part ways here, I got to know, since you obviously travel around quite a bit with things like this, what is your go-to like gas station or truck stop treat for the road?
Oh, what time of the day are we talking? Are we talking pregame snack? Are we talking driving all night?
We're talking driving all night.
Okay, so when I'm going all night, it's I'll listen to podcasts and things like that, and I got to have a little sugar, you know, a little bit of sugar going down the road. So it doesn't matter if it's some sour worms, something like that, something that's
solid.
You know what I mean? It's not a common candy item, just one of the Harborough snacks that you might get.
Yeah, solid choice.
That's
all right. Choice. Yeah, well, that's an acceptable
to stay
answer.
Away from the energy drinks, but that's not happening.
Yeah, no, it's kind of hard.
It's tough. It's tough.
Well, Thor, we appreciate you giving us a little bit of your time. We are absolutely going to be rooting for you to go all the way and ride Mr. Cooley.
And
hey, I'm there. I'm for it.
Get that bag, baby.
That's awesome. Hey,
that's right.
Brother, thanks for checking in with us. We look forward to the Pendleton Whiskey Velocity Tour event Saturday, Pinnacle Bank Arena. We'll see you down there.
All right. Look forward to seeing everybody there.